Behold Your King. Lenten Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries, written by Dr. Carrie Vo. Power or Weakness? Thursday, March 26th. Our text is from Matthew chapter 27. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "Save yourself! If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." So also the chief priests with the scribes and elders mocked him, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God, let God deliver him now, if he desires him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" I wonder if it was a temptation for Jesus to do what they were saying, to come down from the cross in the hopes that they would, in fact, believe in him. Oh, he knew they were mocking him. But he faced that temptation through every step of his ministry, to get people to believe through acts of power instead of weakness, to gather followers through miracles and promises of earthly victories. And this is more of the same. Should he use his power as the Son of God to save himself through a miracle, or go through with God's plan, suffering, dying, and trusting that God the Father would raise him up from the dead? We know what Jesus chose, and he goes on choosing it in our lives as well, all the times when we beg God to do miracles for us, and he replies instead, "My grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness." We pray. Lord Jesus, when you insist on having me muddle through my life the hard way instead of doing miracles for me, help me to trust you. Amen.